106.3 The Fox, it is the Big Kahuna. We have Coach McLaughlin, the head coach of the OG Titans, with us on the Rock Line. Good morning, Coach. How you doing?
Morning. How you doing?
It is a big weekend. I call this a weekend of firsts. It's the first weekend doubleheader. It's also the first home games and the first game of the Western Buckeye League. We got a lot to digest with this one.
You sure do. It's one of those things. We're excited to start league play, but more importantly, we're glad to be back at the Supreme Court.
Yeah. You really can't overemphasize how great it is to be able to play in a court that you're familiar with. Fans there, it's loud.
There's no doubt about it, and we have, obviously I'm biased, but I think we got the best home court in the state of Ohio. We got great fan support of people that are educated on the game and understand it and very vocal, and that's what you want out of your home crowd. And like I said, we embrace that, and hopefully we can feed off of that.
You've been on both sides of this. You've had actually two home courts in your career, obviously at OG and then University of Findlay. Do you find when you've got a court that you play, you practice on, do you find that you know where there's a dead spot on the floor, or are there certain things or benefits to knowing that playing field, so to speak?
Well, I think there are some different things that you're going to pick up on that the person that comes in there once every couple of years isn't going to pick up on. But at the same time, a court's a court for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like football or baseball where you're talking about a different style of turf or
right.
grass or maybe the slippery conditions, whatever
right.
it may be. You're indoors, and it's pretty universal.
Sure.
But the crowd is something that's so different. And at our place in particular, the fans are right on top of the court, and that always makes it a little bit louder and a little bit more intimidating, I think, for the competition.
And the other thing that's great about the Supreme Court is you've got it on two sides. You've got the blue crew over there in the one corner, loud and obnoxious, and then you've got the parents, loud and obnoxious, behind you guys.
Now, I wouldn't word it that way. I would just say loud and proud.
Okay, that seems fair. Well, let's talk about the importance of getting a quick start when it comes to conference play. Obviously, tonight it's St. Mary's. I always hear coaches say our goal is to win our conference, and there's always a lot of me that thinks that's coaches speak, but how true is that?
Well, it's definitely true for us. We talk about that all the time, about putting numerals up on the banners up in our gym. And in order to do that, you got to get off to a good start, and you got to take care of your home court. And with the first game being Friday night, we're excited about that opportunity and being the first home game. We're excited to showcase what our guys can do, and they've worked hard for this, but they understand if they want to get a league title, especially for our seniors to go out with a WBL championship, we got to be able to take care of things. And so it should be a good test for us.
For folks that aren't familiar with Western Buckeye, it's not an easy league to compete in. It's a very physical league. It's a tough league to get through unscathed.
If you look at Division II conferences, now granted we're the low Division III, but it's one of the top conferences in the state of Ohio. Year in and year out, you got somebody who seems to be competing either for a regional or a state championship, and in order to take care of business, you got nine battles that you got to take
yep.
care of, and that's not easy to do. So every Friday night, it's a challenge, it's a test, and you got to be ready to play.
Then, of course, the other first is it's your first weekend doubleheader, and I know these guys are young guys, and that shouldn't be really a physical concern for them, but do you do anything differently knowing that you're playing back-to-back nights?
We don't. We treat it the same. We might go a little bit shorter, maybe not quite as long here or there, but that's more later in the season, not so much right now. We're still trying to get in shape right now, so you might adjust some things as we go. But these guys are young. They like to play. They're going out there playing in front of 2,000 people, so they shouldn't have any excuses about being tired.
You got St. Mary's tonight, and then tomorrow night you've got LCC coming to the Supreme Court. Always a battle when OG and LCC play.
It's one of those great rivalries in high school sports and something we take a great amount of pride in. And anytime OG and LCC play, it's going to be battle, tooth and nail. Do whatever it takes to get a win, and our guys understand that. And there's a lot of people that take a lot of pride in that game, past players. Got to uphold the tradition, and our guys are excited about that.
Well, absolutely. Wish you the best of luck tonight and tomorrow night. Two big games at the Supreme Court. Great to be back at Herr Miller Gymnasium, and wish you the best of luck. Go Titans.
Go Titans. Thanks for having me.